USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit Southern California. But first, President Trump speaks at the July 4th celebration at the Lincoln Memorial.
It was the SEALs who stand ready to bring righteous retribution in mountain, jungle, desert to those who do us harm. America's sailors are not born. They are forged by the sea.
Our other top story on USA Radio News, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hits near the city of Ridgecrest, 150 miles northeast of Los Angeles. David Witt, fire chief in Kern County.
We have multiple injuries. We've had two house fires. We've had small vegetation fires, power lines down, gas leaks. The associated events that take place after you have a large earthquake.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
To the Democrats now, former Vice President Joe Biden, who's lost some steam in his presidential run after his Democratic debate performance, campaigning in Marshalltown, Iowa over the 4th.
What I wonder, what will Donald Trump say this evening? I mean, sincere. When he speaks to the nation at an event designed more to stroke his ego than celebrate American ideals.
Biden continues to talk Trump.
If Donald Trump has 8 years in the White House, he's going to forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation. And we can't let that happen, period. Whether or not I'm your nominee, and I hope I will be your nominee, I'm going to work like the devil, whoever the nominee is, if it's not me.
In other news, the Secret Service arresting at least two protesters in a scuffle outside the White House. This starts as someone sets an American flag on fire during 4th of July celebrations. At least four people hurt with minor injuries, including two Secret Service agents. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News, the earthquake in Southern California. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the latest.
Emergency crews are surveying the damage in the city of Ridgecrest after a strong earthquake rocked the Southern California town on the 4th of July. Mayor Peggy Breeden says at least five aftershocks have also hit the region following Thursday's 6.4 magnitude earthquake.
I know that there's gas lines that are broken. I know that people are very panicky.
Mayor Breeden also says the city is doing everything they can to deal with the emergency.
All of our police volunteers are out. The entire community is on alert, and we're all trying to watch out for each other.
Breeden was speaking there on CNN, and the earthquake was felt as far away as Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
To Chicago now, a city that's seen an incredible uptick in shootings and crime. Police there hoping to prevent another violent Independence holiday weekend. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says over 1,500 additional cops are on patrol this weekend.
Our deployments will target areas where we expect the most people to be gathering, such as the beaches, lakefronts, and parks. Officers will also increase patrols through the city's many vibrant neighborhoods.
10 people were killed and dozens were wounded in shootings last year over an extended July 4th weekend in Chicago. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.